Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Establishing an identity for ourselves is something that we all do over the course of our lives. Often, we tie our identities to our behaviors, even if the behaviors are negative. For addicts, this is especially true. Addicts and people that are recovering from anything often call themselves lazy or selfish or have a behavior that they identify with. In truth, addiction influences our behaviors and our identities, and it's much more than just an addiction. My guest today, Tony Scruggs, is a former major league outfielder, transformational speaker, and author of Excellence Off the Field, The Ultimate Guide to Mindful Empathy. Tony helps people take control of their identity and get in touch with who they really are, even in the midst of making huge behavioral changes. He's here to talk to us today about how we can separate our behaviors from our identities and the importance of talking about ourselves in ways that are positive and supportive of who we truly really are. Tony, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you with us today.
Hey, what's up, Lady E? Thank you for having me. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling fantastic. It's a beautiful day out, and you know, I feel very grateful for all the blessings in my life, and very happy to have you here to spread the word of health and wellness, and give people really some insight into how we can start to look at our identity and really what that means for us. So can you talk a little bit about that and how maybe our identities are tied to our behaviors, but how we can change that if we need to?
Absolutely. Me personally, today I am feeling spiritually grateful. I am feeling mentally hopeful, and I am feeling physically cheerful. And when it comes to identity, I want that to be kind of an example of what we're going to talk about today, because I'm guessing, as you and hopefully some of our listeners are aware of, the power of identity and whatever follows the words I am has a huge impact on how we treat ourselves and how we treat others. Would you agree with that, Lady E?
I would absolutely agree with that. I've talked about this before with the I am. I am wonderful. I am, you know, grateful, whatever that is. And most of us do struggle with those negative words as well, right?
Right. And so what I have found is if for some reason, somewhere in our lives, we may have overheard the word idiot and attributed to ourselves, and we end up playing that word on a loop, like, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot, I'm an idiot. I've noticed that the way we treat ourselves and the way we treat others is totally impacted by that recording we play over in our heads. And at the same time, if we've overheard or if we've come to believe that we're a beautiful, loving person, kind of like you, Lady E, and we play that in our heads over in a loop, I'm a beautiful, loving person, I'm a beautiful, loving person, then the way we treat ourselves and the way we treat others is vastly different than that first example that I gave. So what I wanted to provide for your audience, actually, I wanted to pause there, Lady E, and see if the beautiful, loving person is something that you find yourself identifying with as Erica.
Yes, I do. And when you even say those two words, the vibrational quality of what I feel, it feels like it's being raised, it's higher. Like when you say those positive words, vibrationally it feels different. And even saying it, when I hear it, auditory-wise, it makes me smile, it makes me feel good. And so even that obviously we have a physical reaction to hearing certain words, wouldn't you say?
Right. How awesome and powerful is that? Is anybody who's listening to us right now, even if they're not able to implement the strategy that I'm going to share in a few seconds, at least hearing us vibrationally is doing something to their biology, which I'm hopeful is having an impact. And here's what I wanted to get to is, so I adopted that I am or the identity philosophy about a decade ago, and I used it for myself and I was using it for other people. And then all of a sudden, one day, I'm watching a TV show. There's a group of people that are in a circle. I'm guessing some of our listeners know where I may be going. And one of the gentlemen in the circle says, "Hi, I'm John. I'm an addict." And I thought to myself, wow, you know, from a place of going from denial to acceptance, the whole five stages of grief with denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, I thought, wow, what a lovely pattern interrupt for John, who may have not noticed he had a challenge, to get to acceptance. But once John is in that place of acceptance, I thought to myself, you know, from a place of abundance, maybe creating a brand new empowering identity would actually be more helpful than completing, than saying that same identity on a loop. So what I noticed was, have you noticed that that is impactful for that group situation, that group dynamic, lady?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't really get into my personal, you know, I think everybody has a different path to recovering and to health. And so whatever helps, you know, sometimes these group, you know, we call them 12-step meetings. Sometimes those are helpful for others. Sometimes, you know, more along the path that I find helpful, more of meditation and mindfulness and exercise and all kind of stuff. There is so many paths. But yes, I do agree with what you're saying. I think that saying I am something negative, or like you and I have talked about this, which we'll get into probably in the next segment too, but, you know, calling yourself a word that connotes something that's negative, I don't find that helpful. No, I would rather say something like I am recovered, or I am recovering, or I am a healthy woman, or I am a healthy man, versus saying something like I am an alcoholic. I mean, I think people that have struggled with substance issues or any kind of, it doesn't have to be drugs or alcohol, it could be food or gambling, whatever it is, or love or
exactly.
Sex or so many things. I feel like that if you're working through it and you've come through it and you're on the other side of it now, it was part of you. It was an experience that you had. I don't think that makes you who you are, you know? So for me, I don't identify with that negative word anymore. I'm a recovered person that went through an experience, but there's other people out there that really do need to tell themselves that for whatever reason. And I don't know, maybe you know better how that, you know, computes in their mind. It's just for me that's not helpful.
And I want to celebrate your journey before I'm saying what I'm about to say. So, nice job, lady. Yeah, I see you working. So what I've learned is some people teach philosophy and some people teach strategy, which means some people ask us to change our perceptions and some people ask us to change our procedures. At the Empathy Institute, we try to do all of the above. So what I want to do for the listeners as we wrap this segment up is just say, when it comes to identity, what I want you to do, either daily or weekly, is ask yourself the question, who am I? And when you come up with the answer, here's what I'd like you to try. I'd like you to come up with three positive, empowering emotions. So let's say cheerful, confident, and courageous, for example. We'll make it an alliteration, the three C's. Cheerful, confident, and courageous. And when you ask yourself the question, who am I, daily or weekly, I want you guys to say, I'm cheerful, I'm confident, I'm courageous. You play that bad boy on a loop, and I am guessing that your entire life will be transformed. What do you think about that, lady?
I love that. I love that, and that is one of the most wonderful takeaways we've had in a very long time, and I'm so happy that you got to share that with our audience. Can you also tell everybody where they can find you?
Absolutely. For anyone who is up for a little bit more empathic exploration and adventure, come hang out with us on the Leading with Compassion page on Facebook. That is Leading with Compassion on Facebook, or online at theempathyguide.com, theempathyguide.com. And actually, when you go to the front page, you will see my video that has about a 60-second version of the answer to the question, who am I? Or just add the ing to compassion and send us a tweet at compassioning. That's at compassion, ing. There you go,
Thank
lady.
Thank you so much, Tony, for this fantastic conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.